Just be aware of your bodies, sitting on the ground, sitting in a chair, sitting in space. Relaxing into the body and into its genus-like nature, the senses that point outwards and inwards. Being aware of us gathered together in the circle. Gathering together. Including in our intention, Fern and Pam and Duncan, who can't be with us today. But be aware of gathering. Gathering in this room, gathering around the flame. Creating together the circle of gathering. East of this place, I invite the Archangel Raphael, Angel of the Morning, Angel of the Breath of Life. Open the doorway of the East. Open the doorway of beginnings. Inspire us. Fill us with life. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the East. To the south, I invite the Archangel Michael, Lord of Light, High Priest of Heaven. Open the gateway of the south. That we may receive the light in its fullness and beauty. Let us see face to face. Let the light of the Shining One fill us, surround us, protect us in all our comings and goings. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the south. the west, I invite the Archangel Gabriel, Angel of the Waters, Peacock Angel of deep vision, surge into this room as the vastness of the sea. Purify us, cleanse us, renew us, make us fertile. Irrigate our hearts and our lives. Keep over the shining waters. Cleanse us. Refresh us. Make us supple and new. Unveil ever the mystery of love. Let love surge into our hearts as sweet waters. Let love irrigate our lives as sweet waters. Let love irrigate the world. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the west. To the north, I invite the Archangel Uriel, keeper of the law, teacher of the mystery of death and resurrection, who holds the fire within the atom, alchemist of deep heaven. Show us the mystery of substance and its transmutation. Strengthen us, make us substantial. Let the density of our presence may overcome the world. Extend your wings above, below, and all around. Guard and protect the quarter of the north. In and around and between, I invite the Archangel Zerubbabel, the Quicksilver Angel, the Angel of Connections, the Angel of the Deep Weaving, who weaves and unweaves, who opens ways and closes ways. Zerubbabel, weave the mystery of our gathering together, that it may be a container for life and light, for love and law. Take us deeply into the weaving of heart and mind and spirit. Beneath us is the sacred land. Above us is the moon and the sun and the thousand stars. We sit at the center point, in the midst of the flame. Feeling that center point, we remember the ancient word Anuki, I am. repeating to ourselves this word Anokhi and adding to it your name. In my case, Anokhi Ian. Letting the phrase revolve in your heart. As we contemplate the nature of being and becoming. And as we let our sense of name fold into the sense of Anokhi, the sense of being, we find ourselves standing in front of an ancient door. And as we look at this door, we see it is carved with scenes from Merlin's life. We see images of Merlin and Vortigern. We see images of the dancing of dragons. Of towers falling, of towers made straight. Of old battles. Of the wood and the city. Of Ganeda, his sister. Of Merlin, mad in the wood, with his wolf and his pig. We see Gwendolina and her lover. And in the center, the image of a figure who hangs from a tree, his foot, his her foot, caught in the bow, in the branch, hanging downwards. So this figure, who is both male and female, their head is immersed in a torrent of water. And around this image, all the other images carved on the door cluster. Mysteriously. And the images on the door around the central points become a great wheel, each form flowing into each other form, youth and age, life and death. The city and the forest, the conversation of Mervyn and Ganida, spring and summer and autumn and winter, morning and noon and evening and night, the change and the turning of bright colour and darkness, the tree and the blessed young one are the axis of all. The axis of all in falling and stability, in drowning and dreaming, in hanging and dancing, circles within circles, cycles within cycles. We enter the center point where we hang and dance, where we witness the turning, where we witness the turning of our lives, where we witness the turning of the world. And as we rest in this axis place, turned upside down and all around, we become aware around us the shape of a great observatory and many windows. And stairways that are bright and dark, seeming red and white, like dragons. And through the windows, which point in many directions, we may see many things, dark and bright. And as we enter into this strange construction of multiple geometries, it stabilizes, and we find ourselves in a chamber, and in the center of the chamber there is a chair. Behind the chair there stands a man and a woman, Mervyn and Gunida, also called Merlin and Brisen. They are two and they are one. And as we look at the chair, we marvel at the carvings, Celtic knotwork and interlacing, filled with animal shapes turning from one thing to another thing, and woven through it all the red and the white of the dancing dragons. And the shining blackness that is the gate of mystery. And if we will, we take our seat in this chair, that is the chair of vision and prophecy, that is the chair of deep knowing and seeing, and as we take our seat, we are held by Mervyn and Gunida. And in front of us, we see a pool in the floor of the room, a bubbling spring. A hot spring. And we are drawn into this spring. Spiraling into it, feeling its heat and its warmth. Soaking into our bones, strengthening our bones, warming our bodies. We are become fish. We are become small whales who dive into the deep. Diving through time and space. Into the turning of the world. Into the mystery of a ruined city. With a bubbling spring. A broken place, strewn with red tiles. And broken marble. An empty place, haunted by elves, a place built by giants in a long ago time. And as we sink into this place, into the brokenness, into the layers of refuse sediment, we find ourselves contemplating a broken bronze mask, larger than life size, the head of a woman. And there is a shiningness, a brightness about this fragment from an older world. And as we hold it in our hands, it is as if we see through the mask. and are seen by the mask. And are taken into a turning, twisting, descending silence, hearing the whispering sound of a sound, a stillness that takes us beneath all brokenness. Into a place of a gap and a flame. Into a place where a great eye sees. Into the place of the serpent and the owl. Into the place of mystery. Into a place of silence and sound.
Ooh. gently and slowly, letting your senses carry you back into the room.